And at 19 minutes to 9 o'clock, it's a warm welcome to Luke Stoffel from CMH Suzuki. And today we're going to be talking about the difference between motor plan, warranty, company warranty, extended warranty, privateer's warranty, because there's a whole circus out there. And generally speaking, I don't think much is understood in terms of the differences. So welcome to you, Luke, and why don't we unpack the situation?
Good morning. Thank you so much. Yeah, like you said, I'm Luke from CMH Suzuki Bolito. So today I just want to basically just touch a bit on the differences between the warranty service plan and maintenance plan, which we would call it. Most vehicles should come with at least a warranty, and that will cover your major mechanical and electrical repairs or any faults that might be a manufacturer's defect.
That's a new car.
I just would like to speak about mostly new cars, because okay. At CMH Suzuki Bolito, we sell new Suzukis.
But does it also mean that the demos that you sell are covered by the same thing?
Yes, so there's normally a period that your warranty would be covered for. It's a time period and a mileage period as well. So with the Suzuki, it's a 5-year, 200,000-kilometer warranty with most of our vehicles. You would find some manufacturers might have a slightly shorter or slightly longer.
And that warranty pertains to the vehicle. So you could be the third owner.
That's correct.
But the vehicle, yes. If it's under 3 years...
So
5 years.
So with Suzuki now, you have a 5-year, 200,000-kilometer warranty.
That's a really good warranty.
So, you're 100% correct in saying that it stays with the vehicle. So if you had to sell that vehicle, the next owner would still get it. However, you do get some manufacturers that don't tell people. They might have like a lifetime warranty, but it's only with the first owner.
Yeah.
So it really doesn't help anybody else. But you do have options. There's also, like you spoke about, other warranties. You can have extended warranties. So Suzuki used to do a 3-year 100,000, and then you had the option to extend it. Obviously, you still do have an option to extend any warranty, even if it is a used vehicle, sometimes cars that are out of plan. But it wouldn't cover everything.
Okay, so you need to read the fine print.
Yeah, certain things fall off. So look at that when you're buying a used car as compared to buying a new car.
If you were to give advice as to which areas to look at, particularly when it comes to warranty or guarantee, because a lot of the fine print and the legalese and the garblese that people are flim-flammed by, you know, the seller tells you, or the dealer, no, you're fully covered. You take this warranty. There you go. You've got a warranty. Now you think you're covered for things, but there are very expensive failures that you're definitely not covered for. So what should you look for as non-negotiable in terms of your peace of mind? What should be covered?
You want to make sure that your major components, so everything to do with your engine, all your electrical components are covered fully. And like we said, it's going to be for a decent amount of people. Most people keep a car for about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
So you would want at least a warranty for at least 5 years, I would say. And then make sure, like you mentioned, that it is something that if you're buying a used car or a demo, that now it can be transferred onto your name, and it is then put onto your name, because you don't want to have an issue when you do take your car in for something and they say, but it's not on your name, and then you have to fit the bill.
Which is why, if you're dealing with a reputable organization like CMH Suzuki Bolito, you know you've got peace of mind built into the deal, and you don't have to be a technical whiz to understand, because I was going to try and get you to tell me which components, but hey, you forget about it, because this is all covered.
why I don't actually talk about too many of the components is because obviously each manufacturer has a process. So when you bring your car in, it's not sometimes stuff that will be fixed immediately same day. So we just like to educate our consumers that there is a bit of a process, because remember, I could say my window's not opening or closing or whatever, it's stuck, and then you just think it's covered under the warranty, it's a electrical component, it'll be sorted.
Yeah.
When you then, as a manufacturer, check it and you see that I spilled some cold drink in there and I've damaged some. So it's got to be something that's the fault of the actual vehicle and the manufacturer, and not me as a consumer.
So, if you've gone rallying or spinning or drifting or
whatever, that's another
and
thing.
You've stuffed up your car because it's under warranty, and you think you're covered. No, there's a responsibility factor
as
well.
As a consumer, you have to be responsible, and as long as you are responsible, most of the components in your vehicle will be covered under your warranty.
Ah, it's good to know.
Yeah,
how's business?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Suzuki still
good
still
to have a brand that you can be proudly representing.
100%.
Understanding the fact that there is a full backup and service, parts available across the
yeah,
the,
no
the
issues
spectrum.
With parts, and so many dealerships now in the network. We don't actually have any major issues in terms of too many declines when it comes, because that's another thing people should look at when buying a car. It's like, you know, you can see if manufacturers have a lot of defects with their vehicles, and then that's something you want to look at as well.
Yeah. Ultimately, it's a very small world, and all the information is out there now, really and truly. In the age of electronic communication, digital communication, there's really no place to hide. And I don't think there are any bad vehicles on the road. I mean, there used to be back in the day. Yeah. You knew. But these days, it then all comes down to condition and case-by-case study. So you know that if you're dealing with a reputable organization, what you're buying, whether it be brand new out of the box or whether it be gently demoed, you're covered with the warranties and the guarantees that you are going to have trouble-free peace of mind motoring for the duration of that. Now, clearly it's up to you to ensure that you service your vehicle according to the plan.
Yes, servicing is very important. So we do find some people, let's say, forget the service intervals. Now, most manufacturers I stand to be corrected, but I assume like 99% of manufacturers would be like, if it's not a specific mileage, either 10,000 or 15,000 Ks, it's also 1 year. So people forget that. So you're just driving around town and you're not going very far. You're still on 5,000 Ks, but you've got your car for a year. It's still due for a service. So it's your responsibility to still make sure that you take
it. That's so important because time flies when you're having fun, and it just goes by and you think, oh, what? Did I service one? I'm not sure. Do you guys have a reminder system, or is that going too far?
Yeah, we do. We do have a department that will contact customers. But obviously, you know, like we said, there's change of owners or depending where you bought the vehicle, they will try their best to get hold of you. People change numbers, email addresses, all of that. So it's good to remind consumers. That's why we wanted to chat about it today.
You see, because when you're driving a vehicle that doesn't give you trouble, you
forget. You think it's okay. Yeah. You can just carry on till you get to maybe, because with our Suzukis, it's a 15,000K interval or 1 year. So, well, most of the vehicles. So people would be on 5,000 Ks and then just think they'll keep going. You
keep going to 15, but no, you forget about that all 1 year.
You cannot go 3 years without servicing your car. No matter how many times a week you wash the car, you also got to take care of the inside of the car, so the engine and stuff. So you got to make sure oil's been changed, certain filters and plugs and stuff.
Yeah, and some of those, you know, you might not have 15,000 kilometers of wear and tear on your car, but the lubricants need to be fresh because they lose their viscosity or they lose their ability to protect your engine.
100%.
So even though you haven't done high mileage, you still need to make sure that all of those little things that keep you happy on the road with no trouble, that continues. Clearly, it is a fast-paced world that we're living in, and one might forget about the service. If you do, and I know I've fallen into that trap of looking I thought it was 15,000 and it's 10,000. Oh my God, and I've
done... Yes, because different cars are different.
I've now done 11 and a half. Is there a bit of a tolerance?
There is a bit of a tolerance. So in terms of the time and the mileage, it's different for different manufacturers, but they will look at it. It's normally about 1,000 Ks.
So it won't void your warranty if you
couple
have...
Yeah. Because also remember, sometimes people might have been traveling and you're on your way back. So sometimes it's also good to call your service center and then just check with them in terms of what's the leeway. Okay. And then, you know, if you're getting close to it and you're taking a trip, it's best to maybe do it before.
So you can you can service earlier. Yeah. Okay.
You can't do it like 5,000 Ks before, but a couple hundred Ks before is absolutely
so
fine.
So better to err on the conservative.
Yes, especially if you're going on a trip. You want to make sure your car is serviced and there are no issues. So you can pop down to CMH Suzuki Bolito and we can have a look at your car before. Especially now, I'm thinking of coming to the Easter weekend.
Yeah.
So maybe some people are going away. So you would rather want to
come in and make sure that your vehicle is exactly the way you would be happy to continue with.
Just on speaking about the service plan. So most cars come with at least a 2-year 30,000 K service plan. And then some might come with a longer service plan. So maybe 4-year 60, some cars maybe even 6-year 90. But you also do have the option of extending that, just like we spoke about the warranty.
So you can buy an additional cover. Yeah.
So depending on how long you see yourself keeping the car or your financial situation. But it might be better for most people when they're buying a new car to add it onto the finance, because you can do that as
well. Okay, so you can extend your warranty from the get-go if you know you're going to keep it for 6 years or 7 years.
Warranty or even service plan. So service plan for us, because we've got such a long warranty at Suzuki and it's comprehensive. Most people then either extend the service plan or opt to change to a maintenance plan, which we can get into as well. So your service plan, you can chat to your finance manager or your sales executive that you're dealing with at that time, and they can quote you on a service plan. And if it's something that's affordable for you, because you got to think of it, you know, so say the car comes with a 2-year 30,000 K service plan, you're going to be paying, you're buying a new car, you're going to be paying your monthly fees, you're going to be paying for fuel and insurance. You might not also budget for anything else that might come up in the future. So your services, if you are good with money and you're able to put some money aside for your services in the future, that's great. If not, then maybe look at extending your service plan up front, or maybe extending it, upping it to a maintenance plan.
Time is against us. I'd like to find out about the maintenance plan as well. So why don't you come in again on Friday next, and we can then unpack the benefits of the maintenance plan.
No, that's perfect.
Yeah, that gives us more time to chat and more good news to spread around, because that's what we like on the morning show. Good news.
Perfect.
Luke Stoffel from CMH Suzuki Bolito. Lovely to have you on the morning show, and we will catch up in a week.
Thank you so much.